Welcome back. Last time we sorted our outcomes into three boxes: what you want, damage you can fix, damage you can't. And I left you with a rule that sounded like fussiness: never let the boxes blend. Today I want to earn that rule. So imagine you allowed blending. Imagine you put everything onto one scale: good stuff positive, bad stuff negative, and you just added it all up. Most people do this quite naturally. It feels sophisticated, doesn't it? Weighing things up, being balanced, very grown up. So let's do it. The good outcome, let's call it worth plus 100. The permanent catastrophe, worth minus 50. Add them together. Plus 50, a positive number. Well then, do it. And that is madness. And you can see exactly where it goes wrong once you look. The plus 100 assumes you're still around to collect it. If the catastrophe happens, there is no plus 100. There is no you, no you who gets the good thing. The scale quietly assumed you'd survive to enjoy the gain, and the whole reason it's a catastrophe is that you don't. That's not a moral objection, it's an arithmetic one. The single scale is broken because it treats I gain 100 and I'm removed from the board as though they were the same kind of quantity, and they simply aren't. One is a result, the other is the end of results. The original puts it exactly. Once structure collapses, navigation stops. You can't keep steering the boat if you've been taken off the water altogether. Now, why does this matter practically, in your actual life? Because the blend is where you talk yourself into things. Think about the last time you did something you knew was risky. And think about the sentence that was in your head at the time. I'd wager it sounded something like, "Yes, but the upside is huge." That sentence is the blend. That's all it is. It's you taking a catastrophe and a benefit and mashing them onto one scale so the benefit can cover the catastrophe. And it works. It works beautifully because you're not doing arithmetic. You're telling a story. And a story can make any number balance any other number. The original names this precisely. Narrative inflation of, "but the upside is huge," cannot compensate for structural collapse risk, and catastrophic downside cannot be smoothed by storytelling. Keeping the boxes separate blocks that move. If the permanent harm has to sit in its own box, alone, out where you can see it, then no amount of upside can reach across and cancel it. You have to look at it. It stays visible. So the separation was never fussiness. It's a wall that keeps the story out. Next time, I'll finally show you the formula itself, and I promise you, once we read it together, symbol by symbol, you'll see it was subtraction all along. See you there.